Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I want to thank Prof. For his detailed study he has carried out. And very clearly, the issues that I want to raise is about the feasibility of some of the key recommendations that has been raised in the study, taking the power difference within the UN member states. Countries from Africa, for example, that governance is still a very serious problem. And so human rights is still a very big issue. Do you think, because it's easier to make some of these recommendations, but the feasibility of implementing them at the national level, what's the feasibility with the shrinking civic space? Because you need active civic engagement for some of these rights to be implemented. And the context of collective right, this is almost impossible now because of the state is becoming too powerful and the people are not able to demand for their right. There is a shrinking civic state. So I was wondering if Prof can throw more light on how these, some of these key recommendations that is coming out from his study is feasible for countries like Nigeria and other African countries, some other developing countries. Thank you.